9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What's up, beautiful people? Happy Friday, and welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the Friday edition. If you hear the sound of my sultry voice, that means the mayor is no longer sick and he's hosting. So that must mean they celebrate Black History Month in Canada, too. We got a big stacked show to go over amongst a lot of things happening on SmackDown, fallout from the Royal Rumble, transfer portal and all. And of course, since you hear the sound of my voice, that means the boss lady gave me the reins and she's here today, which I don't know the last time I've done a show with TK, but TK,
wow,
how are you doing today, ma'am?
Shady. I'm good. I'm good. You know, just trying to hustle, make everybody money, all that good stuff.
It's good to hear. And of course, we're not alone. This is Women's Wrestling Talk, and we got the sweetest Oots riding shotgun with us as well. Honey, it's your day. It's the Honey Night SmackDown. Anything exciting we got planned for the watch along to this evening?
There's a few things. There's breaking news from Nick Aldis. There's a new member on the roster for Friday nights. There's the return of the goddess. So much. I'm amped up. Hi, guys.
Hi. And I believe this is 3 episodes this week, and I'm not going to take credit for this. I have nothing to do with this at all. We saw Kendrick just sweep the Grammys, and Mr. Jacob DeLawrence is sweeping WWT.
Wow.
And he's back.
M's real quick.
Wow.
Hi, Jacob.
Have no fear. The mouth of the South is here.
And I'm pretty sure she'll be here in a little bit, too. The chat's already filling up. What's up, Pachu? What's up, Lewis? What's up, Dylan? The check has been cut. I wouldn't say that.
Check has been cut yet.
Wow.
Just figuring that show up during negotiations, you know.
Oh, negotiations.
I'm doing my good faith here. I'm doing my part.
Oh, thank God I brought my shades today. I got a nice one. Nice,
I should say you showing up with them primetime blockers on.
I listen, shout out to Pachu. There was a surprise in the mail. I had a little business to handle today, and he felt that needed to look fresh to go out and get that business done. So, you know,
you looking prime, like money. Honey.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm still dry elbows out here.
No body butter?
None.
That port of, that port of Spain. No port of Spain.
Port of Detroit, maybe. not Spain.
Not for nothing. I heard Santorini is where it's at. I love
Santorini. Nobody but it.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. But yeah, we got to talk fallout from the Royal Rumble. We saw a lot of surprises, more so in the women's Rumble than the men's. And now we have some tea on what might be next for number 30. Nikki Bella recently spoke out and said that this will not be her only date. Keep in mind, this was her first match since the Royal Rumble in 2022. She said there will be more dates that she plans to work, and hopefully Brie will be along her side for the run. So I have a question for the panel. Similar to Trish, we kind of got a surprise run from Trish about a couple years ago. Do you guys have any interests in a Nikki Bella or a Bella Twins run in 2025? Are there any dream matches you guys might want to see? Honey, I'll start with you.
This is bad coming from me, but I'm gonna keep this short and sweet like myself, and honestly say and this is just like my opinion. Like, I'm really not that interested. Bella girls aren't really my era. But I'm interested to see what goes on with them, if they have another run in them again. It would be nice to see the twins. Of course, it's that nostalgia factor. But other than that, do you, Bella, get that check? Do you think?
TK, is there any space in the landscape of women's wrestling today for the Bellas?
There's two different things. I think we talked about it either, I don't know, beginning of this week or last week, as far as mainstream media wise and money wise, yes. As far as Nikki keeping up with the girls, today's roster, I don't know if she can. Just different, you know, I don't know what her training has been like, etc. But the good thing is, I believe the type of training that they're all getting as far as the new crop, they would be able to protect her as far as obviously not make her look bad. So do we need it? I don't think so. Money wise. I think it's a money decision more than anything else. Like, you have to talk about the impact that the Bella Twins have made on reality TV as far as being wrestling into that sphere. You have to talk about the impact that Nikki in particular is doing all these shows that's targeting a whole different audience that probably never even tuned into wrestling before like that. So, you know, it's the same thing with Logan Paul and all that stuff. Yeah, so I think it's a good money decision. Whether it'll look good, that's a whole nother thing. But I don't think she's gonna be a full timer. I think there's gonna be just a lot of one offs, and then I would be curious to see if both twins show up.
Jacob, your thoughts on Nikki fitting in the landscape today? And I correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think the twins ever got tag team gold, have they?
I'm sorry, I just read Dylan's comment. He's not wrong.
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough.
But no, I don't think they have a one tag team gold. And to quote Green Day, wake me when September ends. Like, let me know when this is over. Because like everybody said, it's not a knock on Nikki Bella, but she was never the best in ring. And it could work in the era that she was from. Now the problem is, everybody A through Z can go more or less in some form or fashion, which again, like TK said, will make her look good. Look at us agreeing. This is really weird.
I know it's not, a good feeling.
I got to stop coming to work. But yeah, so I'm sure you can get a couple special little things out of there, special matches, some moments, but I'm more interested in 25 years of Stratisfaction than a Bella Twin Magic run. And I remember the quote. She was like, "Oh, it'd be nice to have Bree by my side." Look, Bree's husband is still contracted to the other place. I don't know how Tony Khan's going to let that go. Like, I'm sure there's no official paperwork between Bree and AEW, but I'm sure Tony's like, "Daniel, Brian, come on, man. You can't let your wife, like, You can't let your wife. In the sense of, she's been gone for so long, and like, if she has the itch to wrestle, you got to be like, come on, she can come do it over here. Like, you don't want her to go return on your competition, even though she made her name at the competition. When you have the husband, you want both. If both were going to be wrestling, I want both under my umbrella. If I'm Tony Khan, if I'm the fake TK, I want both under my umbrella. I don't want to split it.
I'm following you. You want to try to profit off it somehow?
Yeah, like, oh, if you're going to come back, your husband's already here. Your husband just solidified himself as arguably the best wrestler of the past 20 years, give or take, over these last couple of years. Yeah, let me get the wife, too. Let's get some of this Garcia magic over here, and let's do something with the wife. I don't want you cashing in on something I could cash in on when I have one half of the equation already in-house.
I understand that, but I think this is where there's a fine line between business, like when your husband and wife and you're in the same business, and then also keeping the marriage separate from that. I think at the end of the day, Daniel Bryan is going to let Brie do whatever she wants to do because she is her own woman in her own right.
Oh, absolutely.
And her own superstar. You know, she's paved her own way in the WWE. So why wouldn't he want her to capitalize on that if she is willing to return?
Oh, I'm not saying Daniel himself. I'm looking at this more from the fake TK's perspective. I'm sure Daniel doesn't care what she does.
I don't think Brie's not signed to them. So if the Tony Khan should have nothing to say.
Unless he wants to pay her. So here's the thing. If he has something to say, then run me a check. So then I
won't. That's what I mean.
Like that.
That's what I'm saying. That.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the itch to wrestle and be back on TV? Cool. Here's a bigger check. Because also,
she can find out from her sister what they're willing to offer her. And then she'll maybe play around with, you know, thinking about what TK has to offer. If it matches or if it doesn't, the rest is up to her.
You are right, TK. The exposure won't be the same, by no means you're talking playing majors versus double A ball when it comes to exposure, media,
and crossover. They also don't think it's going to look as good either. If Brie were to go to AEW with the crop of girls now, and the crop of girls now are talented, I just don't think they have the right stories and the right angles for them. But I just feel like there's not going to be a space for her. Like, if I'm a legend and I'm coming back to something, I essentially want the, you know, red carpet rolled out for me. Not necessarily you have to cater to everything, but I want it to make, I want it to make sense. Like, every time Trish has reappeared to WWE in the last, you know, 10 years, it made sense. It wasn't like, oh, what Trish doing there? Like, everybody was hype, everybody was surprised. Same thing with Nikki, as far as whether people like her or not, the moments that they've inserted her in, it made sense. And I think for Brie, if they're going to insert Brie into AEW, like, it has to make sense. And honestly, and, you know, I'll also step back. I'm just getting back into the AEW products again. But honestly, it just feels like the girls there right now who are signed, they're not even making sense in the storylines. So let's get those girls together first before we insert somebody else once in more, a while.
And then just adding a whole crappy pile of messed up stories.
I mean, I'm not saying
you don't know what to do.
True. I'm not saying Brie would be like a long-term thing, because I think both of them, if they both end up coming back, they're going to be spot duty. You're going to take the most of their appearances and cash in as much as you can. But if I'm Tony Khan, I could run me Mercedes and Brie and make it something. I'm gonna have to use WWE lore, but when has that ever stopped them before? And the flip side to that is, if Brie appears on WWE TV, you know the internet is going to do what the internet does best, and it's gonna go, can we get Daniel? Can we? Can we? Can we get Brian? Can we? Can we? Does this mean there's a chance? So you're telling me there's a chance?
I mean, I think they're also, don't you think eventually, once the dust is settled and Daniel Bryanson has officially retired from AEW and a couple of years have passed, don't you think he's still going to make it into, he's a Hall of Famer, or you think he's not going to be bestowed that later on 10, 15 years down the line?
I'd say within 5.
So
he should be. The thing is, we don't know how petty Trips is
yet. I don't think he's as petty.
I mean, he's not Vince Petty. He's not Vince Petty. We all know that. But we'll see. He should go in. It wouldn't shock me. Like, if it's one of those, you call on one day, you do the backdoor channels, and you're like, hey, are you done wrestling? Because I think it's also the fear of, like, we don't want you to go back over there after we just put you in. Which I don't think Bryan Danielson would do, because I think he's, like, when he's done, I think he's one of those that's just like, I'm not coming back. The most you'll get me is training somebody.
All right, guys. Y'all made my chest itch. The Super Bowl Sunday, so I got to throw a challenge into play, because y'all made it seem like if Nikki did have a full run, that there's not a space for her at all with the way women's wrestling is today. And I'm here to look all three of you in the eye and say that she would not be the worst wrestler on that roster.
First off, I didn't say that. We were talking about Brie.
I'm talking about Nikki.
If Nikki wants to make
Nikki
a run,
or Brie, Nikki would not be the worst wrestler. NXT, SmackDown, Raw, she wouldn't be the worst wrestler.
Okay, she would never touch NXT. Let's be honest.
In the WWE space, the way they're doing storytelling, they can figure out a place for both Nikki and Brie. In the AEW space, the way they're doing storytelling for women, it wouldn't make any sense. So yeah, they can do a run. I mean, Trish and Lita did a run. What was that 3 years? I don't know, 3-4 years ago. Like
3 years,
they
could, three now.
Yeah, so like they can make a run. The way WWE is writing right now is way better than that. I want, for those who know, like that AfterBuzz era, like prior pandemic, maybe 6-7 years ago, when Raw was just like, we were struggling. If you watch the after shows at AfterBuzz when we were doing Raw and SmackDown and stuff like, we were struggling. Like, and that's not the case right now. So I feel like definitely for Nikki and Brie, they can definitely make a run in WWE. Not to say that they can't do anything in AEW. It's just, it's not making sense. It's not going to make sense for them.
Jeffrey, there also should be a body butter for that itch as well.
Aren't y'all in the same area? That's the wild part.
Actually, no. Sed lives in the bush. What are we talking about?
Hey.
Moving on.
I'm going to move on because the bush is crazy. This is public.
I'm keeping these shades on for the whole show.
No, but like, isn't this a good time? If you have the Bellas come back and do a run of something of that notion, that the division being so deep across all three brands included, wasn't Nikki the headline of the first Evolution? Mm-hmm. Would this be a time to tee up Evolution 2?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said they were bringing it back, but I would love to see it.
They should tee it up, but you can't tee it up based off the Bellas. Because it's going to look bad in public eye. Because the first Evolution got teed up off the back of Ronda.
Right.
So it's like, oh, so you only deem it worthy to do an all-women's pay-per-view when somebody from the outside world with enough cachet says, hey, let's do it?
I think that speaks to what TK has been saying about having more outside eyes in the media to build more on the show.
I mean, yeah, but it's going to look funny in the light because media has caught up. Wrestling has become pop culture again, is mainstream again. Somebody's going to ask the question. Somebody worth a damn is going to go, first Evolution was built around Ronda Rousey. Now the Bellas come back, and we'll even say Trish, and now you're doing it around this. Why have you not done it in between when you have a incredibly deep roster across three different brands with enough titles to tell a story when you only do 5-match pay-per-view cards?
Well, I mean, is the 5-match formula who knows if that's, I know that's what they've been consistently doing since last year, but I'm sure Triple H or Nick Khan wouldn't be opposed to like adding maybe one or two. I mean, you would have to, especially for the big ones, but.
Right, but it's the point of you have enough talent. It's the same argument why they were like, oh, why are there no black performers on these cards? You have enough talent and you have them in storylines and you're only doing 5 matches. You could slide somebody in. So why, if you have a 5-match card, have you not done this with all these women and all these titles? IC, US, World, Women's, Tag Team, NXT title, NXT North American. That is 7 titles.
If I'm being honest, I think it has to do with location more than anything. And like with there, we've seen that there's certain shows that you probably should not do in the States. And I think as we're seeing international partnerships trickle out more, I think Evolution 2 would have to be overseas.
Yeah, that would make sense because they're trying to tap into the international audience. I would actually be curious as far as how that would play out. Like they do it internationally, where would they do it? How big of a venue they would do that? I would be curious to see how that would play out. I don't know.
If I'm smart,
I mean,
I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Trisha's backyard if I'm smart.
Oh, for 25 years? Yeah.
Yeah. 25 years, Trisha's backyard, build it around Trish getting a crack at one of those world titles.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that then because we'll get to that later, but that makes me wonder if Trish is going to be in one of these qualifiers then.
Hmm.
We'll go to the next. You guys don't think it's a one-off. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Bozo, you got the right one today because you complaining about Miss Monet. And we have news that she'll now be at her first independent date in 13 years at House of Glory Wrestling, March 15th. So for somebody who doesn't put over her counterparts, things like that, she sure is giving way back to the industry these days with titles on multiple continents, going to the independents, carrying the AEW brand on her back because the main champion can't do so. But I'm just the moderator. TK, what are your thoughts about Mercedes going back to the indies?
Well, Hog is definitely it's been around. Is Master P still part owner of it, or is he
I think so.
I mean, Hog's been around for a long time. They put on some really great matches. I think it would be great. I am curious to see what the game plan is, because there's a AEW game plan as far as Mercedes and their contract and stuff like that. But I'm curious, which obviously we'll never find out, what the Mercedes Moné game plan is for her career. Like what's the reasoning, how she makes these deals, if there's a reason for it. I'm just curious on that. But, you know, I'm sure the tickets are already sold out. Somebody wants to check and see it, those, because March 15th is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Honey, your thoughts on the independent date for Mercedes?
Kudos to her. Like, you know, another event, another moment for Mercedes to continue to drive this women's division, as you say.
Okay. Woo! Well then.
Getting spicy okay. In here.
Short and sweet. Jacob, thoughts on Mercedes going to Hog Wrestling?
So, one, there's plenty of tickets still available, because I just literally am pulling it up right now. Like, plenty.
They're not sold out yet?
Damn.
Anyways. Within a day or something.
Anyways, to answer Boss Lady's question, plenty of tickets. Two, here's the key thing I think a lot of people are losing in this excitement of, like, oh, Mercedes is going to Hog. Mercedes is going to House of Glory. All it says is it's a date. Doesn't say she's wrestling a match. Doesn't say if it's an appearance. Doesn't say if it's a walkthrough. If she's just going to sit her ass in front row in the crowd and hold up one of them faux belts. All it says is here's her first independent date in 15 years, damn near. I'm just saying. I would temper my expectations. Maybe we'll see how things move in the next week or so, because we got a month. So let's see if they announce a match. If we get some angle on social that gets us there, but she's in the building.
Are you saying it's like the club appearances that they used to be back in the day when they had like all the models and those reality stars on the flyer
club,
and then
the
they
promotions and the flyers.
They don't show up. Is that what you're saying?
Get paid real quick for a walkthrough, for a 2-minute walkthrough. You see them come through the door, take couple photos and out the back door.
Wasn't that what Mercedes did in London at the first? All In? She was there for an appearance?
She was in there in the stadium.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying is...
But they didn't make an announcement she was going to be there. They were just teasing.
She just pulled up and they showed her, which means, like, you're like, all right, cool. This is an announcement, so I hope you get a promo or something, because it's $200 for a VIP package, $175 for front row. Think general admission was $55. So it's not horrible. It's about on par with WWE live show, like house shows. So if Mercedes is your selling point, I hope you don't come in expecting a match and be disappointed by just an appearance or a quick promo.
That helps Hog, though, either way, doesn't it? Just having her on the marquee, even if she gives you nothing else, even if it's just showing up in the crowd, maybe a couple autographs, things like that, that still boosts an independent promotion.
Oh, I'm talking from the fan perspective. Hog is going to get their money. They're going to move way more tickets. I'm sure they'll probably announce and flesh out this card some more. But just like a fan, like, oh, it's Mercedes. She's doing an indie date. I'm in the tri-state area. It ain't nothing but a train ride over to the city. Oh, it's only $150, $100. Let's go. We're going to see Mercedes live in action. And she's there for 15 minutes chilling, holding up one of them faux belts. And you just like, man, damn.
I'm hearing that if you're in the area and you go to that show and Mercedes doesn't wrestle, that TK will reimburse your funds.
Oh.
I just got a text
message. Oh, really?
That was his mouth, not mine.
From AEW? Yeah, you better hit up Tony Khan.
That was the real TK said that they would do that.
See, you try to give away your own money. That would be you and Jacob's check.
Whoa. That's his money.
There goes y'all's body butter and everything.
Him above me. M said that, not me. Our contracts are separate, man.
But there's another topic that I want to
tag team.
Oh, we got separate contracts. We just teamed.
I thought y'all were a tag team, but I was under the impression y'all were a package deal, but
okay. We are, but again, the contracts are separate. You know, I got less dates of mine.
Oh, that's for sure. Sorry, go on.
I worked too hard. Before I go to the next topic, because I want to spend some time there. The stuff with Mercedes, how do you guys feel about? I feel like I've seen a lot of Mariah May news, and it's geared around talking about Mercedes. Do you think that's a strategic booking thing by the fake TK, or is that just Mariah May trying to increase her star? And is that a problem with the booking of the women's division right now? The fact that you have your big champion, who's getting ready for a match with Toni Storm, constantly trying to call out or be in the space of your TBS champion?
Shade Master to my right here.
Who's TBS champion?
Ooh. I wish Courtney was here, but I know who the bigger champion is. I'm just trying to figure out what the bigger champion is.
Here's my argument. You don't have to have the belt to be top dog.
No.
So we all know who top dog is in AEW's women's division. So if I'm Mariah May, why would I not shoot at the top? Let me go ahead, up my stock, up my profile, because you are Mariah's, what, number three right now behind Mercedes and Toni?
But I'm just like, I don't know if Mariah's even that, only because, I mean, she's had the title for a while, and still it's pretty much all based around Toni Storm. She hasn't gotten past, for me anyway, you know, I know she's that glamorous, crazy mad woman, but I don't see where else this could go for her. I mean, I know she's had other matches with other women, but it just seems that no matter what, all roads lead back to Toni, and that I honestly don't think there's much else for her to do. She is the champion, but she hasn't done much with the title, at least to me. Sorry, Courtney. Yeah,
don't you think that's the booking? Because if you think about it, before she got signed, I remember hearing about her overseas, and she was killing it there. People were
excited. In New Japan. Yeah, she was going.
Yeah. So it's just like, it'd be almost the equivalent of like a basketball player, right? You take LeBron, right? LeBron's been doing all the things, making all the plays, and then he goes to another team, and then like he sucks, but because they're not playing him, right? You can't fault him for that. They're not playing you. So I think with Mariah, they're just not giving her the right storylines, because it's like, you know, yes, Mercedes is positioning herself in a certain way where she's doing the Breakfast Club interviews and stuff like that. But there are other avenues, even mainstream wise, that they can use Mariah in. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's so many things, you know. Yeah, Courtney should be here as far as PR. Not to say she shouldn't. We know she's not, the reason why she's not here. But certain PR wise that it could be utilized. So I don't think it's any fault of her own. I can definitely see why it would be frustrating, because it's like, I've been here. You just got here, and people paying more attention to you. You know what I'm saying? I could see how people would be frustrated. Like, somebody would be frustrated by that.
Is this history repeating itself, though? Because I feel like we saw the same thing with Jade. So are we supposed to, as a fan, am I supposed to view the TBS championship as like up here? So I feel like we saw the exact same thing.
It seems like that one's higher now than the AEW title itself.
Remember when the IC title used to be the belt back in the day? Remember when Bret Hart made the U.S. title the title in WCW more than Big Gold?
I remember that.
I think it's one of those things where you got to be careful who you put on these quote-unquote mid-card secondary belts, because you put the right person, you just overshot your whole top of the card. Cena with the U.S. title in the Open Challenges. So... But here's Mariah May's problem.
The title don't make the woman, the woman makes the title, if you ask
and
me.
And all Mariah's stuff has basically been one-offs, more or less.
Yeah,
there's been no true feud. You've basically been doing one-offs, biding your time until you figured out how we were going to revert back to Toni Storm, because we all knew when Mariah won and they announced Grand Slam Australia, oh, we know where we're going. How are we getting here? How can we buy time? Problem is, you should have stuck Mariah with Thunder Rosa for like 3 months, a couple of pay-per-views, and then we would have been fine.
I'd argue Thunder Rosa is still a really big star in that roster.
Mm-hmm. They're not just.
I think they keep her on ice for a reason. But before we finish on this next topic, we got a drop in here.
It's Councilman Will Ferrell of Strattonville with his Parisiac constituents.
Yay!
The final councilman has joined us.
94.5%.
All right, love to hear it.
Almost done.
My guys feeling better. Love it.
Yes, we almost there. Good to be here. I had to jump in on this conversation.
Oh yeah, give us your thoughts. Are we talking about the whole Mariah May stuff?
Very simply put, Mariah May is Sami Zayn, Sasha Banks is CM Punk, and Toni Storm is Kevin Owens.
You know what? Hold on. Explain. I kind of want to see the explanation behind this. I want to hear this.
She's not on Mercedes level whatsoever.
Sammy don't deserve that.
Sammy don't deserve what?
He don't deserve
me. You saw that match. She is a great underground of the underground. And they gave her a belt right now. Her only popping part is when she go up against Toni Storm. We've seen her with other people. We've seen her when she tried to hit what's her face with a champagne bottle. No one remembers that match. We only remember with her and Toni Storm. And that's
that
really
match was a dud, which is such a disappointment because that shit slapped.
That's it. Your biggest time when the spotlight is on you. And I'll even say it to Sami Zayn prior to the Bloodline. I'll leave this just to give Sami a little bit of respect.
Theorist Sami Zayn,
yeah, like prior to the Bloodline, no one cared until you were fighting KO, and it's the same thing with Mariah May. Like, I'm sorry, like, Mercedes has been here, she's done it, she's been at the big show, and now she not to say like AEW isn't a big show, but it's like, yo, she know how to work this stuff, and she can out wrestle you, so that's the even bigger part. Like, yes, you may be able to give probably a better promo, but as soon as you step in that ring, you're going to look bad as the AEW Women's Champion.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't obsess over Mariah May like a lot of the IWC and a lot of people do. She's good. She's really good. Like, I think she's criminally underrated, and that is partially because of the booking in AEW and the lack of dance partners to consistently have the same dance partner in show. I don't think Mercedes is going to embarrass her. It ain't going to be that big of a difference between them in the ring.
Cedric, get your tag partner, though.
Look at it. Again, TK agreed with me on this statement. So, like, there's your...
TK agreed with me, so it's valid.
There's validity to it. We don't agree with nothing. We don't agree on nothing, so come on.
I mean, the only reason we don't agree is because you don't show up to work.
That's four times in pretty much, you know, this week.
Yeah, so you usually show up like once a quarter.
So you believe Iron Woman
so matters. Much so that you're actually not on. You were left out of the team thing on the website because the web designer thought like, oh, he's still here. So,
oh shit, she went there with the website, not the website. Oh. Damn, not even a bye.
If there's anybody good at the Batman goodbye, it's Jacob.
Seriously.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Hey, that's your partner.
Wait, let's say his name. He'll appear. Jacob.
Well, he's not Beetlejuice now.
I didn't say Jacob. I said Jacob. I'm thinking Joe Hendry, not Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You might want to go and check the website.
I got to do a bio for mine still.
Well, I'm sure Jacob will finish his herbal tea and be back. But moving on to the next topic. This was an interesting one with me because this came out on Twitter, I want to say, just yesterday. Scott Steiner took to Twitter and said, "Today's wrestling is soft. Back in my day, we didn't need 20-minute promos or social media beef. We handled business with suplexes, Steiner lines, and the recliner. That's the difference. My era of wrestling was the hardest-hitting era of all time, period."
Oh, my gosh.
What are you guys' thoughts about this? And hardest-hitting, I can see some truth there. But the timing of this is all weird. But
your tag team partner is a trip.
I just put it up too. I just put it up.
Jacob's back.
So what's the reason that I came back?
It's because Dylan believes.
It's because that bullshit that Scott Steiner said.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we admit it though. The men's.
I think you got some points, but like, let's talk about it. Do we feel like? I'm interested more since so the timing of all this. Like, was this just like some random old person rant, or what did he see this week that made him say like, "Yeah, wrestling's soft"?
Well, Taker said the same thing in an interview when he was mentioning about how the women have grit. He said the men were soft. So I'm sure that is some kind of like effect to where he might why he put that out as well. Which is true though. They are softer than the box of puppies right now.
But all right. Well, I'm not gonna take away. Everything that this roster's, we're very high on the women's division. The men's division is still decent. It's still running. You know, there's still a men's division, obviously, and it's a good one. And especially after with this Rumble and everything, it's going to lead to even bigger, better things. But I think this is Scott on a rant. I mean, we understand that it was a different time. I don't disagree with the fact that he says that they had one of the hardest hitting eras that I believe, but I'm just saying I wouldn't call these guys all the way soft. These guys have ability that the guys in the 90s weren't really doing like that. You know what I mean? Or their agility, you know, you had the ricochets and the, you know, the Neville stuff, like, you know, more agility, more different size and everything like that. Last, you know, in those days, it was more about the masculine, the big, bulky, tough guys, you know?
Oh, would you look at... Oh, wait! Oh, it's... Oh. Unfortunately...
It took too long for that video to be played.
Said that's all
record.
You need. They ain't doing that anymore,
up.
Man. All
right, I'm going to shut up then. I'm going to go on mute.
To be fair, he's right in some senses, but then also here's the part where it's wrong. Because even though you're saying, yes, that in our day it was different, but also, too, in your day, y'all was shooting up roids like it was nobody's business. Y'all were on the road way too much. You were deteriorating your bodies. You were miserable. You weren't always happy. Y'all were low-key a little like Hulk Hogan and why he gets booed. There was a lot of toxicity during your time as well. So in a lot of elements that made you forced to be tough to where it's like, hey, that's taken out and now we only worried about the performance and the character. Then like, yeah. What? Wow. I should be playing with you. I thought it was a good clip being played. What happened?
I don't know what I did. But actually, this made me think of how much of this is a result.
Sorry,
of...
I'm just fulfilling my ambassador duties. Proceed.
Damn. How much is this a result of the speed spot in the Royal Rumble? The fact that we have to do stuff like that within the men's division to kind of, I don't know, pop a moment rather than further storylines.
I mean, it's coming for the women's division. Like, let's just keep it a buck. Like, it's going to cross over for the women's division. Soon as you find that YouTube star, that mega star, that streamer, that is a woman that wants to cross over into this world, it's going to happen. So I think they haven't found the person.
It's been like that though. Do we forget David Arquette was the WCW World Heavyweight Champion?
Pete Rose. Like,
yeah, it's like, yo, like Master P was in there. Like, I would say, like, if you really want to start to go, who had the better superstars when it came to being in here? At least you have them now where they're taking it seriously and they're taking harder bumps than the celebrities are back then.
Like Malone and Rodman, yeah.
Yeah.
Could it also be... What are you saying, Will?
No, no, go ahead.
Could it also be the fact that back in the day, we didn't have as many women, as many hard-hitting women? So then as far as, it, I don't know about y'all, it's a lot, even just by promotion. It's a lot to take in. You know, you have the women doing amazing job. Like it's a lot of wrestlers, where before it was, you had, you know, a 30-second women's match and the roster was, you know, all of four women, and compared to 30 or 40 men. Do you think it's because the women's division is doing something that essentially hasn't been seen, that it's just, you know, for a wrestler from back in the day, it's just like, oh damn, these women are doing what I used to do, and now it's not looking the same. Like, could it be both? Like, could it not be the fact that, you know, the men are soft? It's just like the women are killing it because we haven't seen, there's so many firsts for the women, period. And we haven't seen that.
He didn't even say men's or women's. He said today's wrestling. So he said it, like, I'm sure, as a whole.
Well, also, too, I don't even think that has to do with, like, the men or the women themselves. I think it more has to do with the company. Like, again, like, this isn't Vince McMahon making you work 7 days out the week wrestling. Now, you know, they care about the superstar's health. They care about the superstar's mental health. You know what I'm saying? Like, they check on these people. They care about these people so they can keep them going. So it's, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing, like, when you hear, like, what's that boy name that used to play football? Gary Payton. And he played for the Seattle Supersonics in the Super Bowl. And how he was saying, like, these new boys is soft and stuff, like LeBron James and the rest of them. It's just like, no, it's just a different time and whatnot. And, like, I know, you know, he ain't going to be here this weekend in the Super Bowl, but it's like, it's a different time now. And they care about their health. They care about their mental health a little bit more than you did back then, when it was just like, yo, go out there and do your thing. Like, look at Brian Pillman. Like, Brian Pillman had to fake not being hurt just so he didn't lose his contract and his livelihood.
Old man yells at the cloud. Cloud moves on. It'll be another wrestler from the late 80s, 90s in another week.
It's going to be the wrestlers we're watching now. There's going to be one later on, you know, not maybe necessarily calling the future soft, but, you know, just recognize that these are different times, guys. They're different times.
I'm sorry they didn't care about your mental health. I'm sorry they didn't tell you, hey, you'll have a job when you get back from your injury. Go rest up.
Basically,
yeah. I'm sorry that they're actual friends and they're not in cliques where you are kicking people out of the locker room and not letting them get dressed in the locker room with
like
each other,
carrying knives and shit. Like, can we just get along? Let's be friendly.
Oh, I can't wait for the dark side of the ring for wrestlers from this generation. That's gonna be hilarious to see an old timer's response.
That's gonna be quite interesting.
So on to some, I don't even want to call it, this is definitely not lighter news, going to get a little bit darker, but Asuka has taken to Twitter again. We know earlier this week she said she feared for her life, which prompted TKO to go into action. She said there are still people out there who are making advances in belief or attempting romantic relationships with her on Twitter, and she just wishes it would stop. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the whole thing where I think it was Alexa Bliss, where the guy believed that he was in a full-fledged relationship with her and was sending money and stuff like that, pretty much being catfished. But I don't know how we get this type of stuff to stop. I don't know what type of chat rooms these people are in or how authorities can trace these people down, but it's getting really bad. And I mean, Asuka's already been out with injury. She's been out for quite some time. And now she probably even fears just going back on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's a good way to get these things to stop. Paige Bueckers of UConn, Caitlin Clark of the WNBA, they all in the past year have had stalkers be arrested, be prosecuted. And I think the longest punishment was like 8 months probation. Mm-hmm. There's your problem right there.
Facts.
you're not putting, and this is a reprimandum of our legal system, you're not hitting these people with enough where it deters somebody. It's the, hey, the stove's hot, don't touch it. You touch it, but the stove's not that hot, you're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. You got to make an example out of somebody at some point and use mm-hmm. the maximum ability that the law allows you that says, hey, if I can sentence you anywhere from 6 months probation to 12 years in jail with no possibility of parole, hold these 12 real quick, dog. We're going to make an example out of one of y'all at some point. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a problem and a byproduct of social media, of the feeling of having access to everybody gives people these false senses of knowing these people, having access to these people, and actually thinking that, one, these people know who you are, and two, that things aren't what they are. They're performers, but at the end of the day, they're regular people just like us. They want to be able to go to the grocery store. They mm-hmm. want to go wash cars. They want to go pick up their kids if they got them. They want to go on about their day. Because let's flip it. If you were the person stalking, making advances at Oscar, and now it becomes reversed, how are you going to feel, man or woman?
Yeah, see, that makes sense. But I feel like there is a bit of delusion with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can say that to people like us who make sense. Like, the likelihood of any of us and anyone in the chat sending whoever a message or thinking they're in a relationship with whoever is very, you know, slim to none. Depending on, you know, where you grew up, depending on mental health, depending on so many different factors, that's not quite the case. Like, you know, the fact that people send death threats on people, like to people on Twitter, and think that's like okay and don't think that they're going to get punished. Like, all those things still do happen. And I don't know, like, I definitely agree punishment is something that would be a deterrent, but I think there's something there might be something bigger to that, to prevent that, for like, for people to, you know, whether it's, you know, you start living in this world of delusion because your life is not the greatest. So, you know, that could be, you know, education, that could be so many other factors that start from childhood that get mm-hmm. you to this point. From yeah. for you to like, and I am afraid, for y'all who don't know, I am a catfish lover. I love watching catfish. But what's amazing about catfish is that there are people that legitimately think that you can get that chick who looks like she's a 10 and you, bro, are not the one. For you to legitimately in your head think that, it takes a certain elk person. And if you look at every person who catfished somebody, there's something not quite right.
Lights on, nobody's on.
To anyone that enjoy people's misery like that,
and to anyone that's watching, please, that was not an invitation for you catfishes to go out to TK. Because that's
that was definitely the opposite.
Like, just so y'all know, because like she just said, someone crazy been like, "Oh, she like catfishes, huh?"
No, she likes to watch the show. Y'all.
Watch the show.
We've seen TK curve real human beings in real time.
What do you mean?
But it has nothing to do with catfishing.
I'm just saying, she don't discriminate. You can be real or fake.
Yeah. But I think it's also too a responsibility on social media as well. Like, I know they've tried to put in like some, you know, parameters and stuff, like, you know, making sure like you got like the verification thing. So, you know, like, hey, this is this person's authentic account. This is the only place that they operate. But it's like, if you're allowing these gates to be open and you're not monitoring them, then that also becomes an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, being able to, like how TK said, going on Twitter and sending death threats. It's like, yo, like, Twitter should be able to read these things and be like, hey.
Well, that don't exist no more. That's gone.
This social media is the Wild West. Guys.
Will, TK, have either of you guys been inside the new Clippers arena yet?
Then you would know.
Into it. Have either of you guys been there? Have you guys heard about how they do like the face scan and stuff like that? Do you guys feel like all WWE events will start moving towards that type of security access?
Most events will be moving to that. It's one for security, and two, I've noticed a lot of events are becoming cashless events. So I feel like, I don't think it's like a WWE thing. I think that's gonna be the wave of the future. Like, yeah, you know, money's not going to be. And I know we've been saying this for a long time.
We have cashless events out here, too.
Yeah, I don't think money is going to be, you know, a thing anymore with a lot of these events. It's just so much easier. You know, they don't have to, your face is scanned. They've been doing that with Amazon. I think Whole Foods, your face is scanned and all you have to do is you just walk through the thing and you get charged on your card. Like, they've been doing that. Is your point that now they can trace people who may intend on doing bad things? I think the people who intend on doing bad things and stalking people might not necessarily be going to the events.
Yeah, because if you've learned anything from the past, hop that barricade if you want. You're still dealing with superstars that can fight.
Yep.
So try if you want, and they have no problem whooping your ass so security come.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also like, because we had also the Sonya Deville situation too. Mm-hmm. I think like there's also those people out there that are just really out there and so off the wagon that they don't even realize that they're being how they're being. And I think that
people to stalk.
Say again.
I said, of all the wrestlers that you want to try to stalk,
just like seriously, like Oscar will backhand you so fast, it's not even funny. Faster than Lola.
And that's where we move to our next story, because that was a lot. We had to talk a very it's a controversial topic for most, and since we were on the Royal Rumble week, you probably experienced the effects of this, but there's been a lot of superstars that have been reporting frustration with their wrestling things of Death Rumble and been in attempts to try to garner back their old themes. I know Royal Rumble is the point of year where this comes up, where whether men's or women's Rumble, if you hear a theme once that countdown comes down and you don't recognize it, it makes for a very lackluster pop for the superstar entering the Rumble. I feel like this is happening like every other month now. We see social media kind of vilify Death Rumble, but nothing really happens. Do we feel like something's finally going to happen where maybe they switch to a different partner or people do start going back to their original themes that they might have had in NXT or when they first debuted? TK, what are your thoughts on this?
Man, that's a money call. It almost comes down to what you signed for, right? Like, yeah, there should be like a fairness of it all, and it should make sense. It almost comes down to like what you signed for, and if WWE has the ultimate control, and you want to be a part of the company, then yeah, that's where we're at.
I just realized they are as bland looking as like all their themes.
Oh.
I had never knew though. What they I said about all of them. Which one are you going to say is not bland? Because if you're going to make the Roman argument, Sean Ross Sapp put out a tweet and was like, yeah.
No, that one most I do of that. That one I do agree with. But there's other Death Rebel ones that aren't even. I guess they're talking about the new ones though. The brand new ones.
Name one
that's still good.
Name one Death Rebel theme off the top of your head that slaps. One.
Solos.
Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa shit is hard. Mm-hmm. But does he have, I will admit, does he have more misses than he does?
Io Sky.
Yes, he does have more misses.
Is Io Death Rebel? Not Death. I don't think that's Death Rebel.
Is it?
Io's not Death Rebel.
Excuse me. No, it's not. I'm wrong.
No. And then what he just
it
did.
Is, actually, it is Death Rebel.
Is it?
Yep, Death Rebel. I knew it was.
This one that was Poppy. This one has Poppy and CFOs on that one.
Well, to be fair though,
they remixed some.
I don't know if that's true because New Day
have remixed them.
New Day's music, they credit Death Rebel, and he didn't have nothing to do with that. Actually, Mega Ran made that track. So it might be like from TK part, it might be just under that contract that they put that as that. Like, I think he still has like official credit when you go down, but I think they still the major one is Death Rebel.
Perfect examples of superstars who have been, I guess, inaccurately affected. Like, I think of like Shayna Baszler, or where they took Johnny Gargano's Rebel Heart and remixed it and it just sounded terrible. Some of these things just do a disservice to superstars, especially superstars who are trying to kind of, let's say, get a boost off the ground a little bit. But the real question is anything going to change?
I mean, I think it's just one of the things that when is his when are their contract up? I think
allegedly last year it ended at the end of last year.
Did they extend it?
I'm not sure if there's been any reports on exactly what they've done since that broke, but
I mean, I think that just goes to like to TK's point. It's just like, yo, as far as contract goes, what'll happen? Again, we like some of the stuff. Some again, you're gonna have your hits, you're gonna have your misses and stuff like that. But again, like to TK's point, if you sign with, you got to kind of roll with the punches. Like me, I'm not a fan of him remixing Alexa Bliss's music. Like, I think it doesn't come in at the right time. I don't think the beat dropped at the right time. I think it's went from this to this crazy dubstep stuff, and I don't like it. But am I still going to watch? Am I still going to cheer on the music here? Yeah. So until it's time for that next person to step in, like a Jim Johnson to a CFO. Until it's that next person, we just got to kind of bear with it. Yeah, until they're ready to switch over. But I feel like it's coming soon just from the stuff that we're seeing with like the new NXT theme, the SmackDown theme, the Raw theme. Like, I think we will start getting a little bit different because now they're going into more licensing, like having Lil Wayne, Megan Thee Stallion doing their stuff now. So I feel like we're about to hit a new chapter when it comes to wrestling theme music. So,
That crossover, that's definitely going to come.
Oh, yeah. I just need one theme song to remain, and it's a CFO theme song. But I just need one to remain with one particular superstar and keep it that way. And that's if he returns. Still don't want to get my hopes up.
I just need Lobster Hands back for Sheamus, man. I'm so sick of them not bringing my boy stuff back. and then they messed it up. And then Death Rebel, now Death Rebel ain't shit for that because they messed it up and made it low. To where when it first hit, where the first part is supposed to get you, you barely hear it hitting. I'm like,
yeah,
this ain't it. I'm like, why y'all did this to my boy? Mm-hmm. I need my fella back, man.
Oh, that's gonna be good. You're right, Dylan. I like to see that.
I want Lil' Kim. Oh, doing Time to Rock and Roll. Totally. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Lil' Kim. Took a minute to register.
Do we really want to
see? Yeah, I don't know if I want to see Lil' Kim.
Wow. Let her do her shot. Wow, y'all terrible.
That's the problem. Somebody let her do all that. That's the problem.
Nah, I think I'll pass.
Poor Lil' Kim. Yeah, I mean, I say the same thing about Wayne at WrestleMania. Like, sir,
Go
sit down.
No,
like I respect you, you're a legend. I love your bars. You got albums, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But I could have done without you with Jey Uso's at the time.
Hey, it's just not great live, but
come sit back.
I think that's what it is. Some things are better not live.
And that made no sense at all. I was like, are you finna remix Jey Uso stuff? That's what I thought was coming. I'm like, you finna freestyle Jey Uso stuff?
Right.
No, you just performed a million.
Can we get Stephanie her old theme back while we're on the subject of giving people themes back?
Oh, yeah.
Because I still hate this version of her theme music.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed something. It changed?
I didn't know it changed.
The original one, back from when like she was SmackDown GM. Before we got the one that she's been using the past 5-10 years.
I don't even remember what that sounded like.
I'll drop it in the chat.
Speaking of dropping, I'll start with Jacob on this, but Jazz made a surprise appearance yesterday in the TNA Knockouts Battle Royal that was eventually won by Savannah Evans. Did anybody get to catch this?
I caught a little bit of it.
Saw a clip online.
Clips of Jazz.
The Knockouts are doing that. I'm happy for Savannah that they're actually doing something with her because she's been with them for a minute. Actually, fun fact, we actually announced when she got signed to TNA. So, you know, part of history. I mean, I'm interested to see, because I remember when we actually got to talk to her, we went to St. Louis, we talked to her when she was doing In Power, and she said that she's, and I mean, this is wrestlers, so it's one of those things, but she said that she was done because of her knees, and commentary actually made mention of that too. So I'm wondering at what capacity this is going to be. They also mentioned on commentary that she has, NWA has a territory, and Jazz is the head of that territory, and I believe it's Texas. So yeah, I'm curious. I mean, who doesn't love, man? Jazz is like an auntie that could beat your ass. Like, who doesn't love Jazz? She talks like that. You don't want to disappoint her. There's like so many things. Yeah.
I was not expecting her to put on the performance she did when she walked down. At first, I was like, is she gonna be all right with this? And then she did that kick, and I was like, Jazz still got it.
She's fine. Oh. She's just fine.
I was like, give her the run. Let's do it. I'm ready.
She needs to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man. This Jazz is one of those ones I really wish was here today. Like, I really wish she'd have got her run here. Especially how cold she was. Like, she would, like, it ain't even her fault, but just like during that time, I'm like, man.
And letting her cut a promo? Print money.
Yeah. Did she freeze?
Frozen.
I think Boss Lady froze.
They were deleted for a minute. Did I freeze? Can you hear me?
Yeah, for a second.
Okay, I'm back.
No.
All right, I'm back. There was a time where NWA, they were dormant for a minute, and Jazz cut a promo on this show, just gave goosebumps. And that was maybe like 6 years ago. I want to see it. I think you guys do remember there was a picture of Jazz, Trish, and somebody else at WWE. So I think her Hall of Fame is going to happen.
I hope so.
Oh, damn.
If we were to get a Jazz run, is there anybody you guys want to see as a part of this NXT partnership that can probably do something opposite of her?
Jada Parker.
Lash.
Lash and Jazz. Ooh.
I could see the Jada on the whole argument of, oh, you think you're the baddest one around here? And yeah. Jazz being that aunt, just put Jazz in NXT and let Jazz just go straight auntie on all the black women in NXT. Gosh. Just whooping everybody ass.
Poor Kehlani.
Now, who be talking crap though? Who be talking like, oh no, Fatal Influence. Let them come across Jazz. Woo! Like JC Jane versus Jazz?
Not cut into tomorrow.
Throw Jazz in the underground with Lola? Let me show what it's really like.
What we do?
Oh, I don't know.
She gonna take Lola about it.
I don't know about all that.
Listen, we respect our senior citizens out here now. We
ain't. Yeah.
She is auntie status, sir.
You did not just call Jazz a senior citizen.
She is auntie status.
But not he doing did. That, man. But he did.
I can't believe he said that. You're
a citizen, sir. That's 55 and up. You telling me she's getting a discount plate?
What's wrong with the discount?
Nothing.
Need discounts in this
nothing's
economy.
Nothing's wrong with it, but she ain't no damn senior citizen.
Not the discount.
We're talking about the underground. Underground violent now. We don't wish that on nobody.
I wouldn't wish Jazz on anybody.
Have you not seen Jazz? I was going to say, hey, old woman strength is a thing, too.
We have another story.
Just because I said senior citizen, old woman strength?
Auntie. Nobody? Yeah, auntie status. Well,
next.
All right, man. Apparently, there's a concert and a game this weekend, and everybody's... unless you've been paying attention to NBA trade deadline, you've been paying attention to the Super Bowl media week, where Seth Rollins was there on multiple shows, of course, talking about the Chicago Bears, talking about the WrestleMania push. He also had some things to say about Roman Reigns on the Kay Adams show, where he said he loves Roman Reigns and told people about the backstory there. He had some interesting thoughts on Hulk Hogan, where he was asked by NFL media analyst Kyle Brandt about what he thought about Hulk Hogan being booed on a Netflix episode. And he said, feels like people get what they deserve. He's a big component of people getting what they deserve. And maybe at some point through some reconciliation, he can re-ingratiate himself with the fans, but he seemed like he enjoyed that. And he also dished on his WrestleMania dream match this year, where he says he would want to be the person to take the belt away from Cody, talking about their rivalry from a few years ago. Did anybody catch any of these clips of Seth kind of making the rounds with the NFL this week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Caught the screw Hulk Hogan, everybody that loves him, bit. And so polite and politically correct of him just to say that statement. You could just look at him and tell he meant it and was like, please don't come back.
Yeah.
I mean, but also to the point where he said, if you're not going to acknowledge what you've done and not take accountability for it, like another wrestler we know over in TNA, which I really feel like if you just came out and admitted it and just said something,
you wouldn't have half the industry telling you that you are a racist, or 8,000 people telling you that loudly.
But also, too, though, this is karma. This is karma. This is, again, like what they said in Batman, you either die a hero or you live long enough to
see yourself become a villain.
And that's what Hulk did. Hulk went from a hero to a zero.
Was he ever a hero, though?
He was
a hero.
Let's think about it. Let's think about this for a legit second here. Nobody's ever liked Hulk Hogan, like historically, from people on the inside, people that worked with him, people that covered it. Very few people have really liked Hulk Hogan unless they were making money from Hulk Hogan.
Well, even then,
they haven't liked him. Like Nash was like, "Oh, I love Hulk," but he's like, "I don't really like him that much."
I was more speaking from like the fan standpoint. Like he was the hero for some. But
there's nobody like Batman on the inside. Right. Can't nobody stand Bruce Batman at all.
We love Joker over here.
Yeah, he was still a hero to those not in the inside of the wrestling.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Go ahead, Mr. Wilson. Figure out that face.
This is a wrestling podcast, and we're talking about Seth Rollins.
No, I know. I wanted to go back to Seth Rollins. But... business calls. Seth Rollins honestly didn't say anything wrong, but I just think that there's just a little hypocrisy in this. I can't help but feel that there is a little bit of bitterness and hypocrisy coming from the visionary, because he says he loves to see people get what they deserve. Now, if you want to talk about anybody who deserves a beat down or anything from anybody, it's Seth freaking Rollins. Considering that double stomp to the face on my tribal chief and that rumble.
Yeah, he gave Roman what he deserved.
So
he did Roman a favor.
Why did Roman deserve that? How much more stabs in the back and you know, punches to the face or stomps it to the face into the head he's gonna take from this man before he blows up and gives Seth what he deserves.
Is it a stab though when he said I'm gonna do it? When he told you, if I see you, it's on site.
He's warned you, and also
he warned you.
But you gotta ask yourself, what did Roman do?
I'm done. Cut the show. I'm done. Take me off. Take me off.
What are we doing?
Oh my God!
Listen, that's what we're not gonna do today. I'm not tolerating that.
Being sick, man. What are we doing?
Who played? I'm not tolerating any commander slander. We did what we had to do. We got the rookie DM. I'm letting y'all know in the chat too. I fight men, women, and kids. I'm not tolerating no commander slander.
He got a bad knee. Just kick him in it. You'll be fine.
But anyway, and yes, Jeffrey. Here I go. Yes, here I go. But so. Like Seth, what did my tribal chief do to deserve that double stop?
I'm just saying.
What did Roman do?
Because think about it, Seth could have hit Dean. It was like, nah, I'm gonna swing like Brian Barry Bonds right to Roman back. So ask yourself,
Roman is the true threat in that group.
I mean, you kind of just
answered to be the one.
You got
to
just answer your question then.
The one.
Without that stop, Roman is taking an L.
That's not his fault. It's not his fault. The man was built for greatness.
I mean, it's the same thing. Take yourself. You go take out the biggest dog in the yard, like.
But in the back, though, not even like.
And then also, hold on. And to be fair, also Roman tried to eliminate him from the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So
that's what you're supposed to do in the Rumble.
And here's your receipt for cost me my mania.
Man, screw that.
Hold these 10 toes real quick.
Man, please. Screw that. CM Punk ruined everything, and then Seth made it even worse, and Seth is going to get his comeuppance. So, Seth.
You're going to journalism for that? You're going to be joking me.
You love to see people get what they deserve. I love to see people get what they deserve too, especially when they betray my
chief. I mean, but he did get what he deserved because he's always a bridesmaid.
No, he's not done yet. He's nowhere near gotten what he's deserved. Nope.
He had to tell Roman he was 10 toes down. You know,
telling doesn't mean nothing in this business.
All the foot, everything.
Man, I'm deep in these stretches.
All parts of the foot, both.
The soul, from the soul to the heel, bro. Rude.
That remind me of Mortal Kombat.
Any thoughts on his statement on Cody? Kind of going back to that rivalry, would that be a matchup that you guys would want to see at WrestleMania this year if he was the one to beat it?
Might as well complete the sweep and make it 4-0 Cody. Like, let's go and get this over with.
And that's why I don't want it. It's not time for that. You and Roman. That's what you need to be worried on. That's what you need to be focused on.
Right, because we got through you and Punk. Now we need to get through you and Roman. Cody will.
Seth ain't even the bridesmaid, counselor. Seth is the guy. Seth is the equivalent to the chick that always catches the bouquet, gets in a relationship, thinks she's going to get married, and then it falls apart. That's Seth.
Well, that's true, because he is the fourth best Shield member. So you are right about that. So, you know, Kurt Angle, John Moxley, Roman Reigns.
It's a crock of bullshit. Next
story.
Nobody say no against us, though. That's the thing. No one says no.
What do you mean no one says no? I've been the only one who says no. I still say no.
Kurt Angle has been no. You said John Moxley.
Sit your sick ass back on the couch. Just slay your sick ass back on that couch.
Hey, listen. Hey, nobody.
Who said John Moxley? Me?
John Moxley. Man,
y'all need to go John Moxley won. Y'all need to go rewind
the event.
It's Mox, hands down.
I mean, he was the leader.
Now, if you want to say Kurt Angle a better wrestler out of those four, I won't argue that.
No argument there from me.
I won't argue that.
Give me one thing that was better than Milko Mania out of all of them. They still show that clip.
The original, the Bear Bash, that was better.
I mean, I said from the Shield members. We didn't bring all.
You just said name something better than Milko Mania.
You knew who I was talking about.
Anyway.
Next story, Mr. Watson.
I'm glad we all agree that Roman was still the best Shield member, but go ahead.
Samantha Irvin recently said that her wrestling career and journey has just begun, and it would be an absolute waste of everything that she's done so far to not continue the story. She said she has to finish her story, pretty much saying that she will be back at some point. We know she kind of had a abrupt exit from the wrestling industry earlier this year to pursue music and pursue making an album. When do you guys feel it will be the right time for Samantha Irvin to kind of make her return? And do you feel like it would even be under the WWE banner when that does happen?
yes, in the WWE banner, yeah.
I think the Dapper Yapper is going to start working a little bit less. Just going to slide on over there with Ricky. Go and hang out with Trevor, you know, Rick O'Shea. You know,
are we being 100% honest? I don't care. I don't care at all. Like you left. The hurt of you leaving has now gone. Now I'm content. So
I mean that there's, but we still don't know everything that happened, even though it was so abrupt.
I don't care.
No, I think she pretty much said it pretty clear.
Go put your music out. Do your thing. Wish you nothing but the best. My WWE is solid right now.
Damn, man. That's crazy. Is it? Everybody just turns on Samantha.
No, they don't turn. It's just like, I don't like the jump pro stuff. It's like, hey, man, if you go come back, just come back. Like, don't announce it. Don't tell me none of that stuff. Like, yo, it was heartbreaking enough for you to leave. Don't be trying to dangle and bait this thing of any of that. Just if you're going to come back, just like how you left, just pop up.
Yeah, I think it's like the equivalent of, like, you know, when you watch those reality shows and they get like they get cut out and they're like, oh, you haven't heard the last of me. It's like, no, just do the work. And if we haven't heard the last of you, then we're going to see you. Like, it's just, it's, and the thing is, it's not, she's talented. So I would love to see her somewhere, but to say that unless she has something in the works in the next couple of weeks where she pops up somewhere else, then it's a good tease. But if it's just kind of like, oh, you know, I plan on coming back and there's nothing in the works, then, you know, what are we doing? And it also could be based off of the story, based on the line, depending on who's writing it. It also could be that they're just searching for clips too. So there's just a lot of different things that are happening.
I'm also just going to go on and say that I mean, knowing how she's made an announcement, we know AEW likes to make a lot of announcements and make less moves. So, you know, I guess that shows where she could possibly be joining.
Oh, that was shady.
Right then. She's been throwing a lot today.
I'm telling you, it's the glasses.
Sorry, yeah, it must be the glasses. I'm feeling.
Did you have some hot Cheetos before you got on?
Absolutely not. I don't even eat hot Cheetos.
Awesome. Something you ate something flaming hot because you have been on fire tonight with everybody.
Just the hot chocolate.
Oh, is it Irish?
No, Starbucks.
I think that one missed on her part. I think she missed that, dog. She missed that one.
That went over her head.
If she didn't, though, that was a perfect joke. It go over her head. That was a perfect setup. That was
no Starbucks. Drink Irish hot chocolate.
Clip that, please, Dylan.
Starbucks.
Clip that. Starbucks.
Oh.
With a straight face.
I had enough of you.
Honey has to get ready for the watch along. We have a pretty packed SmackDown this evening. We're going to be here from Charlotte Flair, who just won our 2025.
Be quiet, Jacob. Shut up, Jacob.
Of course, the Yeet Man will be there to address Cody, just as he mentioned earlier this week about his WrestleMania plans. We're going to have three qualifier matches take place. First, we have Bianca Belair taking on Piper Niven for the Women's Elimination Chamber. Alexa Bliss returning in her first singles match action, taking on Candice LeRae
for
an Eliminator.
I need the sling log in. Come on now.
Elimination qualifier match. And then lastly, our newest member of the SmackDown roster, Drew McIntyre, will be taking on Jimmy Uso and LA Knight for an Elimination Chamber qualifying match. Which match are you guys excited to see the most? And why is it Alexa Bliss?
I feel bad for Big Jim.
Why is it a triple threat, though?
It ain't even that.
I think all the
because Nicole just said so. He said it on his social medias.
Why Big Jim got to see Drew Mac? Like,
yeah,
you know how much hate that man got to do?
That ain't fair to Jimmy. That ain't right.
Y'all thought Jimmy was going to get in?
You ain't got to take an ass whooping, though.
Yeah.
You go look at LA Knight and be like, nah, dog, just step out real quick. I need 5 minutes with this man.
I'm pretty sure I might as well drop this. It's because it was reported that in a couple weeks, there will be an Elimination Chamber qualifiers match on the women's side of Raw featuring Raquel Rodriguez versus Roxanne Perez.
Hey, look at that.
What you booing? Who you booing?
I'm booing it because I know how it's going to end.
That don't matter. You be excited.
And it ain't ending with your client getting in the chamber.
Wait, it went what? Excuse me?
It ain't going to end with your client in the chamber, sir.
Roxanne getting there. Rhea's going to cost Raquel the match.
Mm-mm. It's going to be Bayley getting that receipt back with Roxanne.
Listen. Y'all, I've been with my client and y'all doubted her before, okay? Mm. All I'm going to say is when Raw hit, and she wins, I'm gonna just send you that Denzel gift, Dolores. Where it's just that's it. Because if you don't think my client, the Iron Woman of the Royal Rumble, nothing to do with anything.
I'm not doing any of that, by the way.
I don't even.
You raggedy bitch. You raggedy bitch.
I freaking can't. I can't. What do we do? It's like a surprise when it pops up, and it's always like seeing it the first time. It's so funny.
All right, so guys, SmackDown, yeah, in about 30 minutes, Yeet Man, Charlotte. Do we get any closer to finding out their plans for WrestleMania? I know Charlotte was recently on NXT, and she's very vocal about going where she wants and doing what she wants.
I think we get something after Vengeance Day is done, just so we know who the NXT Women's Champion is. So it just kind of lined up with her choice. And then don't they have like press conferences and stuff like that?
Pretty sure they're doing that. Yeah,
like how they did when Cody like came and interrupted everything and disrupted the timeline. Like I'm sure they'll set something up like that again and have them like come out in Las Vegas and be able to say like who they selecting.
Okay, I can see that. Jay should just straight up just accept or take Cody.
Just go with Cody, man. Like that, man, that'd be such a great match.
I would love it. But I think Jay should go after the one he hasn't beaten yet. I think it should be Gunther. As far as Charlotte, I'm not sure. She's just, you know, in her own bubble. And I'm gonna let her be.
Just say, don't nobody care. Don't nobody care who she picked. Mm. We are not
just
worried.
Get it over with. Charlotte,
just pick who you're gonna bury. Just go ahead and pick it.
Just go pick a face and keep it moving.
What did you just say?
Just let.
Are we?
Oh, my bad.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey agrees. The story's with my guy.
Gunter, daring general Gunter.
Gunther and John Cena. That's all
one.
Gunter.
That's the one. Do we feel like Alexa wins that qualifier match?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. If Liv don't interfere, if Liv ain't out there, yeah.
Liv should know better.
Yeah.
I anybody should know better than to come after that, the biggest pop of 2025.
Right? Woo! Man. I can see Candace winning it.
WWE speed champion. Try.
I can see Candace winning only to take the angle of Nia then hijacking the spot from Candace.
I can see it, but just because I'm seeing how they stacking these elimination chambers,
yeah,
you want to go with your big ones. And if you're putting in a dark horse, no disrespect to Candice LeRae, but if you're gonna put in like a dark horse player, I don't know if Candice LeRae is your first choice.
We got to bring the swing back in the elimination chamber pod too.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, oh yeah,
I would love that.
And you know, Alexa Bliss shine in the elimination chamber, so it's like. And why would you come back on your debut to lose?
Right. And I can't wait to come. I can't wait to see her like in her full form and in ring, like doing her thing one-on-one. And Candice LeRae is a perfect candidate for her to face first because we know she's Mrs. Wrestling.
Now the question, of course, I got to throw the honey before she get out here.
What, man?
Do we get a glimpse of him?
I've been getting my hopes up the last month. It's been over a month. Well, not even. They just got signed. They moved to SmackDown a couple weeks ago, but it's still like I'm praying. I'm hoping and praying. I would love to. I would love to get a glimpse of Uncle Howdy in any form tonight. Please, pretty please, because I'm like desperate on Friday now.
What if it's just Nikki and she hands her a box?
Well, that's gonna that would be fun. Just give me a good story. Just give me a good freaking story for Alexa. If we're going to go that route, I mean, I personally thought that she should stay away from Wyatt's sick stuff. But since we're here and we're on the same brand, give me what you got, Triple H.
Well, we also got to see what she come out with. Because now that she got the goddess music, does she come back out as the goddess? Or is there this now crossover with the music and then her still dressing like how she came out?
No, I think she's going to stay how she came out. This is her embracing her full form that Uncle Howdy and Bray Wyatt were trying to get her to embrace before that, before we last saw her in 2023. But I personally think that this should be the Alexa Bliss going forward. Oh shit.
And on that note, we got to get ready for SmackDown in 30 minutes. We don't got no more stories, but we gonna throw it out.
You know, I came to work on time. You can show up on time. You want to, you know, start saying something. But you know what? We ain't even worried about you. You lightweight. Go back to bed. Go jog away. Go grown folks talking. Bye bye.
Hey,
let's keep it moving, Mr. Welton.
Send deal like that. That's my homie.
I come to work when my paper, my contract is right.
Honey, how can the people support you outside of in 30 minutes of the watch along for SmackDown?
You guys can find me at
Told you. Game specialist. See, one without the other isn't any good.
Anyway,
I just love that the Rockers music is playing in the background that entire time that happened.
You guys can find me at All Things Wrestling with Honey on social. You guys could follow, like, and subscribe to the Wrestling with Honey podcast on YouTube. Check me out tomorrow afternoon for the Kayfabe podcast with Dion and Councilman. And, of course, we have our Honey Night SmackDown watch-along at 8 o'clock. So be ready. As well as here Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mr. 3 for 3, Jacob B. Lawrence, where can the people support you?
Of course, you can find me over on Twitter at _JDella. You can also find my writings and musings over at Anscaped.com. Just dropped the buyer's guide for February, the must-cop shoes of the month. I got a nice detailed article coming in the next week or so about a couple of Jordans releasing. Mm. And yeah, you know, I'll show up through here every so often. And who's the back there?
Hmm? I mean, it's nice to know you're writing.
I don't show up unless there's a check involved.
I got no words.
So now, yeah, hopefully 95% councilman.
Hold on, real quick. I'm sorry, Mr. You know, just for that, TK, watch what I do next. Just because you said something. Watch what I do next.
He said, watch me.
Okay.
Just be you, buddy.
I'm just trying to help you to earn your way to get, you know, on the Meet the Team part of the website. I'm just trying to help you out, but it's okay.
What Kendrick say? Forget the big three. It's just big me.
Okay. You can find me at Shady Fridays on all socials. on my Twitch and my YouTube, you can find me at Bill Did It, because I know these shots are going to be coming soon. all I know is I'm not testifying in court for none of y'all. No. So I'll let people know. So, yeah.
Love you, Councilman.
Mrs. Trinidad.
You can find me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure you follow Women's Wrestling Talk on all social platforms.
Did you say Mrs.?
Oh, yeah. Miss. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Follow Women's Wrestling Talk on all social media platforms at www.talkpod.com.
I only meant that in a way, like, is there news that we didn't know about or something? Like, did something happen? Was the 416, you know, pop the question or what? Like,
y'all.
I'm messing with you, TK.
Yeah, check that all out. More shows, more articles. I mean, hopefully more articles. And yeah, all that good stuff.
Oh, there'll be more articles. All right.
And you see my name here, Sed Says on Twitter. I don't really want to be found, but I do have something I like to promote. In lieu of a lot of things, I've been sick the past week and a half, and I've been getting trolled. So I've decided to enter entrepreneurship with Mr. Mayor Shine It Up Potion. It's a 10-in-1 skin exfoliate based on some of my favorite wrestling moves. We have 10 cents like Power Drive Passion, F5-in-1, DDT Me Proper, and Clothesline from Smell, just to name a few. You can get laced just like me and oil up your body for the low. Because we don't want you at these PLEs and pay-per-views. Actually, we want you shining with Mr. Mayor's Shining Up Potion. And here at Mr. Mayor's Shining Up Potion, we are not a for-profit brand. We are for the people. So make sure you DM me to get your batch right now at Mr. Mayor's Shining Up Potion.
I need some of that DBT me proper ASAP. I definitely need some of that.
Quickly, please.
Oh my God. Thank you
for joining us. Women's Wrestling Talk on this lovely Friday. We'll be back next Monday for the next edition of TV Live, of course, Monday Nightmare. We got a lot of shows, a lot of interviews. Check out the new website, of course. And of course, there'll be new writings as we always have. Make sure you guys check out the Kayfabe podcast tomorrow. And remember, keep it shining.
And stay centered.
The number one women's network on the planet, but we stay moisturized around here. And that's all that you need to know about that.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.